My name is Matt Ryan, and we are joined on the phone right now. Always great catching up with Beamer Wiggly. Beamer, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Staying busy, having fun. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, doing well. It's great great catching up and chatting with you. And congratulations with the release of your new tune called Messed Up. And listening to this one, it's a great song. Tell us a little bit about your new one and your new release and kind of how this one came to be and the story behind your new one.
Yeah, of course. This is a song that's kind of been in the works for a long time. It's been a good lesson on patience and trying to like make sure that you do things right music-wise before you get it out. Because I remember I wrote this in Nashville with Keith and Adrian Falise.
Okay.
Maybe coming up on 6-7 years ago now. And it was, I always loved the song. I always played it a lot live, but it never felt like the right time to put it out, or it never felt like I was in a position where that was a song that was gonna work for me. Right. So it just took a lot of waiting, a lot of time, finding out exactly like what I was wanting to do. And now that this summer's rolled around and we're out playing a bunch of shows, having fun, I felt like it was finally a good time to get the song out.
That's awesome. And yeah, so I was going to kind of ask you if you had an opportunity to play this one before the release, but obviously you've been playing this one for quite some time. And you mentioned playing some live shows. Have you been busy this summer? Are you continuing to be busy as the summer progresses? What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, we're in the middle of the big storm right now with the Calgary Stampede going festivals coming up, but we've got shows at the Ranchman's Tent for the Stampede. We're playing at the Songwriters Round, Big Valley Jamboree. I'll be on the Country Thunder main stage as well in Alberta.
That's awesome. There's a lot of cool things on the way for me. And I know I've seen you perform live at CCMA Week and that kind of thing, and you always put on a great show. And for those that maybe haven't seen you perform live, what's kind of the playlist like for you? And I know, I'm sure it changes maybe from show to show, but what can people kind of expect playlist-wise to go see a play live?
Well, I grew up listening to so many of these like great guitar players like Brad Paisley, Keith Urban, John Mayer. So we've always tried to influence a lot of the guitar heavy, high energy, fun, running around into our show. So we like to party. There's a lot of guitar solos, a lot of fun, a lot of crowd singing along. That's our always goal, because we're up there having as much fun as everybody in the crowd is, and it's the best job in the world, so you got to go out there and have as much fun as you can.
Yeah, you put on a great show, a lot of energy, and I know everyone would love to see you perform. And congratulations again with the new release. Again, joined right now by Beamer Wiggly. The song Messed Up, did you have that title for kind of maybe in the archives a little bit? Because I know some artists have kind of folders in their phone and that kind of thing, where you have song ideas and song titles and that kind of thing. Is that something you were sitting on for quite some time before you actually wrote it?
It's funny, it's actually pretty much the exact opposite.
Really?
I was sitting around the writing room just having a conversation, and I was talking about how in love with this girl I was at the time. Mm-hmm. And because I was in like just the tail end of high school, finishing up one of my relationships there, and I was describing all these things that I was doing for this girl that I don't normally do, and Keith, my co-writer, looks at me and he goes, "Man, that's just messed up." And it just kind of, all of the lights went off in our head. We're like, okay, now we've got something to work with. We can go from here.
And just like 10 minutes later, it was written.
It was one of those days.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. No, that's cool. It fascinates me, because it's just sometimes songs take 10 years to write or a lifetime to write, and some come together in a few minutes. It's just wild how that works sometimes. Beamer, if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, it sounds like it's going to be a busy summer for you. Is there a website, social media platforms you're posting to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, of course. All my shows will be on my website, www.beamerwiggly.com, but I'm definitely the most active on Instagram and Facebook, chatting with people, commenting and posting about the shows. But yeah, Instagram definitely be the most active way to get me, and that's at Beamer W Music.
Perfect. Beamer, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Have a great time playing the Stampede and some upcoming shows, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, always love chatting with you, Matt. Thank you.